Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, hello, everyone. Good morning and welcome. You're listening live to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson. I am so thrilled and grateful to be your host every week here on YouTube. I'm welcoming all of you. And if you are here for the first time, we would really love for you to come on in and like and subscribe to the channel. I am slowly but surely adjusting over here with you guys, loving every minute of it, definitely loving the vibe that you all bring. And I have so much appreciation for you all taking time out of your busy weeks. And it's getting busier, I know, to be with me and us here. So I am saying good morning to you. It is already November the 3rd, 2025. This year has flown by, and I think we're in the express lane, it feels like, now. I don't know about you, but I'm really, really excited. And I thought this was a great way and really good topic. You know, with everything going on, we've experienced so, so much this year. And I know every year we do, but this one seemed like it really packed a few punches. And I don't want to downplay that truth. At the same time, coming into this season, we always arrive in this season with gratitude. And I was laughing because even the next morning on the 1st of November, you go to the store and it's like everything went from orange to red. And I'm thinking to myself, gosh, you know, talk about moving quickly. The whole vibe is this way. We're already in the holiday season. We have begun. And so I do feel it reminds us, I think, first and foremost, even though we're looking at everything taking place, we know in the collective energy what's happening. Everyone is still trying to work on their ancestral energy and the healings that come along with that. I think that topic is coming up for you all more and more. I also feel like we can't forget what happens in our everyday lives from within us. And of course, in our external small circles, you know, the people that are in our lives that are paying attention to everything going on and how much responsibility and obligation we have day to day as humans, you know. So we'll have to take it all in at once and come back to a place and start out. I think it would be, you know, a great idea to start out this time, this season, with a gratitude list. And also for tomorrow, I know you guys were listening to Mark Husson, so I'm sure you're well up to speed and up to date on all the astrology. And CA said there's a lot of change coming this week. So I know we have a retrograde upon us, which I will talk about next week. But at the same time, this full moon is bringing a lot of things to mind. And the biggest good morning, everyone. I'm so glad you're finding me. Okay, I want to say good morning to everyone coming on in. You're finding us on YouTube. I'm so happy about that. And I'm so grateful that you're all here. I'm already losing my voice. I've been talking too much. But super, super excited. I'm going to make it through this hour with you guys, I promise. You know, it's funny because this full moon, I think so many of you and so many of, I say us, I'm one of you, obviously. We go through our lives, and I know you'll find this true, Kelly, Lara, Tyler, good morning to you. Everyone that's here this morning, Annika and Mary, Laura, Gail, I see all of you. Lori's with us, and Kat and Michelle, Shell, Lenny, Pamela, and Jean. Tara, and who else am I missing? Carla, Jim. Good morning, Mr. Jim. Welcome back. I'm so glad you found us here this morning. Who am I missing? I love you too. I am so grateful all year long. I know you are too. But coming up to this full moon, I think gratitude's going to go a lot further. And I also think we have to realize that we don't always have to try too hard. I say we over try, we overcompensate, we over push, we try to figure it out. And I'm not telling you, obviously, to not seek guidance, but at the same time, I think around this moon, I think guidance is great, but self-awareness of not having to push too hard seems to be very much in alignment with what this moon wants for all of you. Because I feel you are, hi Mindy, I feel you are aligned so very much with yourselves. You have self-awareness, you have connection to a higher power, you have the God energy, you have whatever energy that you tap into within yourself in that, again, vertical way to be able to spread it out horizontally in your lives. That's the main reason you're here. And I feel that connection to that, your vertical connection to what you feel is your spiritual life, because your spiritual life is all the way up there. And our world is here. We're all together in this thing, right? And it's a horizontal place that we exist in. But we get to go vertical only when we're dealing with our own spiritual lives. And I think guidance is good from that place. And we go on with it and we try to connect the dots and we connect that horizontal space and that vertical space for us. Or we start with the vertical and we reach out that way and we seek out. At the same time, with this moon, we look at it like, if I want to look at the horizontal space that you all have, we're always, it's so interesting that we don't really feel we have to extend too much to go up, but we extend so much to go outward. And I think this moon, what I want to try to encourage all of you to do is not only start it with gratitude, because I think that goes a long way. Obviously, between now and the rest of the season, we're going to be talking about a little bit of that. The tiniest thing, when we're having a crud day or we're having a hard or difficult time, everyone is having challenge right now, right? That's kind of a given. If you're not, that's wonderful. And we don't forbid it, believe me. And we're grateful for you too. But there's always an interesting factor of what we start to gripe about when everything feels so good. And it's so unbelievable the things that we can come up with that aren't right when things feel good. I believe staying in a place with this moon of this is a big statement, a large statement for me, because I don't want to expect anything, because we learn over time. I say we expect more for less, and we look above or we stay high with that vertical connection to our higher self and our spirit, God, whatever it is for you. And then we can go up, but expect more from everything else around us. Because I know Mark Hessen, I learned so much from him. I spent so much time with him over the years, before the last few years, before COVID, actually. We had a lot of time together. And I learned so, so much from him in random one-liner ways. How many of you have that person in your world? And I'm sure you have more than one person that can just come up with a one-liner and teach you 10 things in that sentence, you know? Or that just a little tiny thing goes so far. And I think the Taurus energy, the full moon, is really about, and I say this jokingly, but it's really about, what can you get your hands on? What can you sink your teeth into? What is tangible to you, or what would feel real to your authenticity? Because Scorpio is not going to tolerate inauthenticity of anything, right? And Taurus has to touch it It's got to know it. It's got to know it's there. It's got to be a grounded thing. It's got to be practical. It's got to be realistic. All these other things. And so in Scorpio saying, oh, wait a minute. If I'm going to sniff you out if it's not right, or I'm going to see your inauthenticity. So what can you do for yourselves in the most real way that you have all year long? What feels right for you and what feels real for you? And how can you, here's the undoing, coming into a retrograde. How can you expect steps to be done for you and with you, so you don't have to overstep or overgive or over try? How do you expect less for more, or more for less? How do you really manifest? And we have a gratitude list, and this is a good reminder, starting today, starting with this moon. When, I guess it's Wednesdays. I keep saying tomorrow because I'm so thrown off with this whole time thing. Like 1 hour throws the psychic off for I don't know how long. But in any case, my timing is like, forget it. I'm already in a new whatever, some new dimension somewhere. But in any case, you guys know, the bottom line is this. It's the sensitivity that 1 hour throws off that in me, whatever it is. So I'm already saying tomorrow, but I believe it's Wednesday. You can correct me if I'm wrong. If any of you astrologers are in the chat, I'm thinking it's the 3rd. Yeah, the 5th. Okay, so we're coming up. We have 2 more days. So this is good. Because what we want to do now, until the full moon, is manifest through our gratitude a sense of ease. Because Taurus says, bring it. I don't want to do too much for it to arrive. So what do we want to increase in our lives with ease? Write it down. Ask for it. Expect it. You don't have to do anything else. Test yourselves. How many of you, I've heard this many times, even this morning, I've been on the move talking since like, I don't even know what time of the day, but 5 in the morning, I think, about what can I do to fix it? What can I do to make this happen? What, me, I have to try, I have to do, how do I change it? How do I do it? We all ask these questions. What if we don't have to do? And we just have to, we get to be in this full moon. I feel this deeply about the manifestation energy. We don't want to over manifest and miss the mark. So between now and Wednesday, at the time of the full moon, we want to increase our value, our worth, but we want to keep it real and authentic and be honest with ourselves, because Scorpio will call you out, I'm telling you. But in this cycle, with the next 48 hours or whatever it is, I'm sorry I don't have the time, but I know it's the 5th. We want to ask to increase certain things in our lives, even if, and how about increase our spiritual gifts? How about increase our ability to open for more or give more? How about our ability to really, really align with what we can offer to others more and more in this life? Because as we attract more, we really, it is. That's my next statement, Annika. Very good. It's very, very psychic of you. We want to be able to let go, quote unquote, let God, and really see what the universe and his universe is going to do for us, because that's really what it's all about. And so between now and the full moon, we increase. And then on the other side of that full moon, or at that full moon, we decrease. So you can also release and let go and prepare yourselves for the Mercury retrograde, which, believe me when I tell you, is how many times have we learned on a negative subject or there should be nothing negative about the retrogrades. The retrogrades are wonderful. They bring us great things. They help us. They help us in so many ways. At the same time, and somebody just said Mark was talking about gratitude too. I absolutely love that, because I didn't get a chance to listen to Mark this morning because, of course, I'm you know, doing my readings. And so thank you for saying that. We're usually in good sync that way. So you're getting a double dose of gratitude, which isn't a bad thing. But in any case, the bottom line is this: it shows how we are all connected and we are all synchronized to a degree, no matter what, through time and space. And I feel like it is so hard at that. How many of you have get now? We want to talk about the other side of the moon, the decreasing, especially now, because this moon and this sun and this combination, like Scorpio, packs a punch, right? It says, you know, we can go deep on this stuff. So I'm saying, how many of you, if you want to release something after the full moon, you want to go into that letting go and letting God of any kind of thing that's no longer serving a purpose in your life, person, place, or things, any kind of we joke here because I am addicted to walking big time. So I have to like get every step I can and I challenge myself and it's a big hoopla. And how many steps can I beat out from last week or last year or whatever? I'm nuts. But just something like that. How can I let go? Can I let go and not do those 10,000 steps today? Probably not, but maybe I'll try, you know? That's just an example. What about what you're taking on or taking in too much of? Sugar. You can release some of that. What about, and this is, the reason I'm saying it now is because I think it's with ease, not pain, not suffering, not struggle, strife, stress, whatever it is. What do you want to release on the other side of this? Because that Scorpio energy will come in and help you in a very, very deep way. Taurus will like physically help and just say, you know, we got you. You could stay grounded in this and ask for it to be gone. Whatever it is you're doing too much of, ask for it to end. And I really, really know you can. And so even sometimes now, I'm happy to look. I'm going to come and answer all your questions in about a minute, because the psychic energy is very high. And the reason I'm saying this to all of you is about this moon thing and this manifesting is in it with ease is because this is a very spiritual time. And I think the depth of where we can go individually and collectively is even better than ever before. And we get to manifest with a season of love and all of the things that come along with the holidays, the faith, the hope, the love, the charity, and everything else about it. When you're in your state of gratitude, and we are going to call on this for the rest of the year, this place, when we attract things easier, we can come back and share some stories. And when we let things go, to let go and let God, yes, when we let, that's the hardest piece. And Annika says it, Shell says it, all of you I know. When we're focusing too hard on what we have to do to make it, change it, fix it, correct it, alter it, whatever, get it, we got to get it. Like we want it now. We want it yesterday. We got to have this person. We got to have this relationship. We got to have this job. We got to do this. Oh my God, can you imagine do? What about nothing? What about that place of peace? That writing it down, that asking to let it go. And when we let it go, sometimes we're full of shit too. We say, of course I let that go. I let that go for 20 minutes. I let that go for 2 hours. I let that go and it still didn't happen. So now I'm back at it. And when we go back at it, boy, we go deeper and deeper, you know. When we let it go of the how, who, what, where, when. I'm not telling you to not seek guidance, but seek the type of guidance that aligns with your authenticity and your desire. And I'm telling you, it will work
When two are gathered, it works. When any two, you and your higher power, you and your advisor, you and your friend, you and your mother, your parent, whoever, you get the point. The bottom line is it can work. And this energy will give you the intensity, and it will give you the flow, and it will give you the fluidity that you need to make it happen with ease. Just surrender it and be grateful. That's all you have to do. Let's test it out. Let's have a little fun with it. And let's come on in and take some questions, okay? And happy early holidays to all of you. I hope you celebrate from this day to the new year already. And I hope you do a little something special for yourselves every day as well, okay? Sometimes it does happen. Yeah, Annika says this. This is very funny. She said when it happens, it's so confusing. It's like, wait, is this really happening? And I do believe that also. I feel like this is happening, but it's funny because that's another whole story, because then we get PTSD because actually something good happened and we're afraid it's going to go away. And then it goes into a whole other thing. But we're all human and that's just real and that's just funny. All right. Thanks for being here, everybody. Let's take some questions, okay? I'm coming to the Pamela because it's her birthday tomorrow. And I'm trying to find you. Hello, hello. Guys, I'm still trying to get... use this chat. Here we go. Where did she go? Well, I'm just going to go ahead and get right into it. All right, hold on now. I want to say happy birthday to Pamela, happy birthday to Mary, and who else? Pamela, here's for you, okay? Let's take a peek at you all the way around. I feel like your next word is going to be balance, and inner peace is also coming through you this year. I also feel like you're going to be balancing the, I think between the physical and also the physical, I think your healthcare. I think you're really going to be taking better care of yourself this year. I feel really good about that. I also feel, I want to say balancing the physical plane with the spiritual plane. Like you're going to, I think you're going to be in both places at the same time because that's just you. Your gifts are going to skyrocket. I feel like you're going to really be in the flow. The High Priestess energy is very, very strong for you this year. And you're really going to tap into that. So my biggest message for the year is to listen to your intuition. And I don't want you to doubt yourself, because I feel in the past, maybe that little bit of doubt, you know, like, I don't know, that High Priestess energy is strong. I'm trying to see if that was you that had the dream. Who had the dream about the car? I can't find it now, but please come in and let me know. Who had the dream about their brother? I'm just looking. I feel really, really strongly that, Pamela, you're definitely going to feel more value of self and value. People will see you in a very different way. And I think you're coming out of a time, your aura is changing. And I'm very confident about this, and that your colors are so good. Compare, like, you've been a little maybe tired or just kind of making a comeback, really finding yourself, feeling yourself like this. And I feel like you're aura is changing because of it. I don't know if it makes any sense. She says if she harps on manifesting too much, she can sometimes overshoot the runway. I think we all do. I think that's part of the problem. Or we push too hard, or we force something, or we think the wall's in our face tomorrow. So if it doesn't happen now, it's never. How many of us say it's never going to happen? And then boom, it hits you in the head. It's because you let go. And I love that. And I feel a lot of this. So you're definitely going to be reading the psychic space this year. Your colors are beautiful. They're a swirling blue, a royal blue, actually, a white, a pink, a green. You have very good energy this year. I think this past year you've been a little bit, maybe a little down and maybe not as energetic as usual, but now you're going to really, and you're drawing all this from yourself. It's not about taking anything from anyone else. It's really within yourself this is happening. So I absolutely love that for you, and good luck and come back and share and let us know what you explore. Maybe some learning, teachings, lessons online. I also feel that. I think you're going to tap into some nutritional things that you're going to love. And just overall a really healthy year. Thank you. I need to see myself. I feel like you're shedding skin too. And you are going to see yourself in a different way. And I love that also. Now, let me take a look. Mary is another birthday girl this week, so let's take a look at her as well. Pamela, happy birthday, hon. It's interesting. Good morning, Miss Karen. I think, and someone else I missed. My beautiful godson is in the room today. Can't miss him. Hi, Tyler. Love that you're here. I hope you guys are good. Say hi to dads. And you better be behaving. I should tell you, I could tell you're not really behaving sometimes lately, but I'm teasing you. I know you are. I'm sure you're laughing. So thank you for being with us. Okay. All right, Mary, let's take a look at you. Oh, Jean had the dream about the car. We'll be there in a minute. Okay. Mary, I see good news around your heart this year. And I probably mean that on every level. And as I'm speaking it, I really can't get this photo because I'll probably interrupt the entire show, but I do have to try to do it. Hold on. There is a butterfly. Talk about the birthing of life. And I'm probably coming away from my mic. I apologize. I'm too excited about showing you this. It lets me. Okay, we got it. I'm going to have to send it after the show, okay? It's almost hard to believe how tiny it is. It's probably one of the smallest butterflies I've ever seen in my life. Gorgeous. And I think it's very significant. And I have a very strong feeling about your daughter. And I also have a strong feeling about you and that you're birthing kind of a new you because of certain things that you have also shed and let go of. The metamorphosis, that thing is gone, but I did get to snap it. It's this teeny tiny butterfly, like giving you the message of new beginnings. And I really, truly feel that. And I love, love what is ahead for you this year because I feel all new. I see newness. I see birthing, but I see babies. And that's a very good sign. And then this tiny baby came to the window to confirm what we're saying. I do see by the month of May, and I know this is a big, I know. All right, let's do this. Let's say for the holiday season, Christmas time, Capricorn energy to the Taurus energy, a lot of earth I'm picking up on. I feel very strongly about a healing around your situation with your girl. And I feel a little at a time. It's coming full circle this year. So there's a lot of that. And there'll be a lot of grounded energy. And I see the earth energy seasons being very good for you this birth year. I don't know specifically why. If you consult an astrologer, I'm sure they'll be able to say. But you're going to gain also your medical updates, things like that. I see some tuning up there going on, and that's okay too. But it's all about the heart chakra, and it's all about your space and really, really beautiful energy coming, okay? I'll send you this later, this little butterfly. It's so cute. And it hung around long enough for us to chat, and it's gone, okay? But that's a very strong sign of you coming into a new place. Also, I think exercise is good. I'm not on a real big food kick with you, but I do feel exercise is good. And of course, I'm picking up a lot of the heart energy around the spiritual, from a spiritual perspective. Of course, I'm not a doctor giving any medical advice, but I do feel walking is good for you. And it really, really helps. And I hope that helps. Okay. Now, I do have a cute question here that I want to get to before we take a look at Jean's dream. And Randy, I see you as well. Where's my little mama here? Carla has a son about to turn 10. She wants to know how she can refresh herself as a mom and show up in a better way. I think that is the sweetest question. I feel that you obviously do show up in better ways because you want to. I feel creativity, and maybe, I'm not saying build something, but maybe a little, because it's a boy, but I kind of feel some more creative time together would be really fun. And maybe asking even for your son's expression of certain things. I love that. I feel like there's a little art. I don't know if you've seen the artist in him yet, but I feel like it's in there, and I feel like you can nurture that and be together and spend more time together that way. And I think that honestly, he's finding, and I don't know if you've seen this yet, but you will, he's finding some disconnection with, he's a bit on the advanced side. His emotional awareness is high as his mental awareness of others. I think you're taking notice. He's finding himself a little separate from the crowd at this point, so he needs a little more mama time. I feel like that's a good thing. I believe this wholeheartedly, that the creative energy together will be good. Finger painting, building, clay, any kind of thing like this he can create. And he may not even be the type to look at, you know, maybe even paint by number, whatever it is, whatever you guys decide to do. I feel good about that. And because I feel he needs, he loves touch too, like an appreciation. And I think you do these things. I think you're an affectionate mother. All of this, sometimes, you know, they, at that age, they're like, get away from me, you know, whatever. But I think showing up in a creative way and having a really special time, even if it's 30 minutes, once a week, twice a week, I think that would be really special. And then you'll notice a little at a time, you know what's going to happen. They turn on you a little bit, but no, I'm teasing. They're like, I don't have time for you all of a sudden. But he needs that time, and I think you're giving him time. And that's really all I see. I'm visualizing this of you two together, and that will help keep a bond and create more of a bond, and also help him focus on other things. And I do hope that helps. I also see a little girl and I see a little boy, and I feel like he's going to have some bonding with some friends. If this helps or makes sense. And I hope that, and let's see how it goes. All right, let's see. Okay. You come back and tell us. Yeah, I think it'll be fun, Carla. Thank you. That's a sweet question. And I love that you want to improve that part of your life. It's so challenging to want to go there. Not that we all want to go there. We all want to have time to be better mothers and fathers and everything in between, because we, with so much responsibility and obligation duty we have on us, it's so challenging to balance that all out. But I think that is a very memorable thing. It's amazing how the kids grow and then they remember things that you couldn't even shake a stick at. Or you say, you know, when did we do that? Or how, what? Wait, what? You know, I see myself doing that now as they're entering their 30s and stuff. It's kind of crazy. They remember the silliest things. So he would have fond memories of that time with you together. Okay. I love it. Dealing Diva. Shelly, is that you? She got a 2026 planner and it suggested making a goal for the year, release that which doesn't serve me. That is a very good thing to take into the new year. Now, I'm trying to find Jean. Patricia, I don't know what you're, can you explain the question? She said, somehow my question was on a post here a week ago, yet I could hear this stream. Interesting. Okay, go ahead and post, and then I don't understand quite yet, but let me look at Jean's dream, because I can't find it for some reason, but I remember most of it. Randy, I'll get to you too. I swear some of these are being taken from me. Oh, there it is. I had a nightmare about this move. During my dad's 1966 Buick had stalled on a 15-lane freeway, and I had to push it across a hill to the curb. Push it across the hill. I think you're pushing things across the hill, too. And I believe there's many ways, and I know this sounds insane, but the 15-lane freeway, I mean, is there ever a 15-lane freeway? Does anyone know this? I think the hill is the hurdle to the curb. You avoided the fast traffic. Your dad's watching over you in spirit. I would say the move, let me see if you're here so we're engaging over here, but I would say the move is not going to be that easy. But the nightmare is your fear. Your dad's watching over you. And let's just make sure you're going to be, oh, you're going on a new journey. What I feel about the highway, though, I don't want you to go too fast through this process. I feel that's important here. And I'm welcome. I'm opening the room. If anybody has anything to say about Jean's dream, it's pretty, you know, I feel like it's hot to me. Don't go 90 miles an hour. I think you're pushing too much and too hard, and it's okay. Because you stalled on the 15-lane and had to push. So it's just like the change, the hump, getting over the hill, getting over the hump, not going too quickly, and that's your nightmare. I'm good. I feel okay with it. I know you're safe. I don't see any nightmares on the roads or anything. It has nothing to do with that. It's just taking... You pushed it across the hill. You got off the freeway. And the 90 miles an hour. I think slow down. Again, from today. Letting go. You're going to be okay. You're going to get over this hurdle. I have zero doubts about it. I don't know if you were here then, but many, many years ago when I originally bought a home in Stewart that I watched for so many years and knew it had to be mine. And I finally had it. I finally received, I bought this house. And long story short, I'm sure many of you will remember, I couldn't get moved in. It took me 4 months. And I was so petrified that it took me 4 months to move in and be okay. I literally stayed in the rental. I went there for 5 minutes at a time. I couldn't imagine it being mine. I was in shock that I finally got it. I just couldn't get in there. And years later, of course, now that we're out of there, I know why I couldn't get in there. But the bottom line is this. I think change is hard. It's always a hurdle to us as humans. It's normal. And we always want to get through it so quickly that we got to get to the other side. We got to get situated. We got to get packed, unpacked, moved, this, that, and the other thing. Please don't. Just relax. I feel this strongly. If anybody else has any input, I'm totally open to reading it and sharing with Jean. And I hope it helps. Yeah, so many things swirling, finding ways to simplify and ground. I like that too, okay? I really do. Don't spread yourself too thin in those 15 lanes. There's a reason she stalled on the side of the road or pushing it to the other side. That's right. Just slow it down. I love that. Now, let me come to iRandy. It's a very important question, and we're going to take a look. And honestly, everyone, this is a good reminder of what reality, our reality, our new reality, not to put anyone in fear because no one needs to be in fear, but we all need to be in awareness. And I actually thought of talking about a little bit of this safety stuff because I am a bit of a paranoid Virgo rising, as you know. But when someone raises this question, we have an opening to share. And so I actually know you're safe. I'm going to say that right out, right? But I do want you to always take precaution if you don't feel safe. iRandy says, there was an incident this morning and she believes she was followed home and was approached by someone she doesn't know. It was very strange. Now, ideas, first of all, I know you're safe, but I also think it's a good reminder for everyone. You know, we don't want to live in fear. We don't want to live in paranoia. We don't want to do any of those things, but we do want to be awake. And I remember my father saying, you are the most likely person in this household to be kidnapped because you're not paying attention to anything or anyone. You're just la-di-da, like, you know, whatever. I was very trusting, of course, in my environment, you know. And so the whimsical Gemini child, whatever, talks to people, whatever. You know what I mean. This is a reminder of awareness for not only everyone in the room, everyone listening, but something triggered iRandy to look at the situation and say, wait a minute. I believe I was followed home and approached by someone I do not know. So what do? We take precaution. We pay attention to our surroundings. If you have to go home in the dark, you make sure somebody's aware and you pay attention or you stay connected to someone on the phone, whatever it may be. And we'll just give it a couple weeks and I think it's a good reminder to pay attention to your space. I don't feel like this person is specifically out to harm you. they may have noticed you. So I don't want to downplay it either. But I think it is extremely strange that you, if you want to share, if you're engaging here, tell me anything you want to tell me. I know you're safe and I don't think anything's coming of it. But of course, I want you to take precaution. And I think everyone should now, because I feel like it's, you know, it's obviously important. Now let's take a look. Got out of his car quick and approached me to only say, sorry, I thought you were someone else. Okay. Yeah, I think you're okay. But I don't like it either. I mean, I'm with you. I'm not downplaying your feelings about it because it is a little weird. But you know what? I do think he's thinking it's someone from his past also. You remind him of someone he once knew, and he was like kind of shocked it wasn't the person. Something like this, an ex. I really believe, honestly, in all honesty, it looks like it was an ex. But I also feel like it was kind of an excuse to check you out. Who, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't feel you're unsafe. I'm not worried at all. I'm telling you now, of course, day to day, be careful. Like everyone else, does anyone? It felt like it wasn't the case. Yeah, you're okay. You're okay. I think as a woman in this and men, I don't want to segregate anyone here. It's for every one of us as a human. We have to pay attention to what's happening around us, because obviously things are happening, and we just want to take a precaution. I don't think you're in danger. I think that if you notice it one more time, or if something happens, you know, where he's around, like, you know, in any situation whatsoever, if you think you've seen this person or whatnot, then of course I want you to call someone just for safe measure. And I do believe, you know, what I hear over and over again is an excuse to talk to you. So sometimes this happens to people. They feel like, oh, I got to know who this is, or I see this attractive person, or whatever it is. You know what I mean? They remind me of somebody from the past, blah, blah, blah. It's just not right. It's totally over the boundary today because of the world we're in. But sometimes men are silly, and I don't think he's a harmful person, okay? But let's just keep an eye. And you know what to do now. We take another step if we have to. I'm not going to be shocked if you would feel more safe if you did take a step and report it to an authority, you know, the police or whatever. But I don't want to go over dramatic either, because I literally think he did think at first you were someone else, and then he's like, oh, I'll check this girl out. You know, it's crazy, but true. In today's day, it shouldn't happen. But you go ahead. You're okay. Yeah, we're all going to send, Lara said she sent you some protective energy. We all will. And you're okay. Keep in touch about this, okay? I'm kind of putting it to rest, but I also want to make sure that you stay aware. And I think we all should. And good reminder. And thank you for coming and asking. You're okay. I don't see anything dark or heavy or negative or anything like that. I just think in my mind, I'm like, oh, he's full of shit. You know what I mean? You're an attractive person. So that did remind him of someone, but I also think it's, you know, oh, let me check this woman. You get the picture, okay? All right, let me see who's next. You're okay. Now, Patricia is trying to tell us something here. A request for help rehoming a senior 13-year-old kitty here in my town for a woman who is experiencing serious health. She would love for one to purchase her home and kitty could stay. How sweet is that? Then after learned she needs to sell the home, viewed the posting and was stunned. It is a place I've seen in my dream. Wow, that's wild. Oh boy. Okay, this is a big one, Patricia. Is this home of less value than the home you're in now? Like, would you downsize with less expense and things like that? Can anybody hear me now? Patricia said she lost the audio. I just want to make sure you guys can hear. Thank you. Okay, guys. All right, we'll talk more about it. She can't hear. Patricia, the only consideration, thank you, Lara. The only consideration I have about this is that if it's downsize, then I feel there's something to look at there. It's a possibility. But I also feel like, I know you want to go to, I feel like there's somebody, and I'm just going to be really honest about this. I feel like there's somebody that wants that house very, very soon. So if it's something that you want to do to make a change, okay, so it's 600 square foot. Yeah, I feel a little downsized too. If you want to make a move on it though, you have to move on it because I feel somebody really wants it and is going to take it. And I see a man and a woman. So if it's something that you want to go after, please go ahead and go in that direction because I feel it's important, okay? Yeah, I think somebody's going to want it. I just do. So in my mind, I'm thinking they're kind of meant to have it. Let's give it a few weeks and see what happens until the end of the month. See what happens actually in the next even 10 days. But I'm feeling somebody's going to, for some reason, they're being called to it. So if you wanted to make a change, you would have to really make it quickly, okay? And I hope that helps. Ms. O'Neill, welcome. And I want to say good morning to you. Thanks for popping in. It's so nice to see you here. And all of you, Patricia, does that make sense? I kind of feel like it's a lot of change, but you've intuited this and you've seen it in Dreamtime. So it makes me wonder if it isn't meant to be, but you would have to really take action on it. I feel an urgency, and I'm usually, here I am the whole show saying don't push for anything, but this would be a push. Yeah, she doesn't know if it's supposed to be, yeah. I feel these other people, I kind of feel like they're going to do it. I just feel somebody, like, literally, no pun intended, pounce on that for some reason. So let's take it, like, I want to give it 3 weeks. I'm even at 10 days, really, we'll have a better inkling, and let's just keep an eye on it, okay? Because I'm not sure, but at the same time, I'm sure that you'd have to make a move really fast. And I'm not sure you're ready for that. So you come back and share next week and let's just keep tabs on it for a minute, okay? I feel like they're supposed to have it, but I feel like they could show up in the next few weeks, but I'm not 100% on that yet. But I see the vision of them both. So let's see what happens, okay? Tara has a question about a car, a vehicle. I think that it could be time. But honestly, I mean, don't shoot the messenger. I think next year is better. And I don't know if that makes any sense. But I do. Wait it out a tiny bit longer. 26 is easier. It flows better. I think financially it's easier, better, more abundant in nature, especially for you. And I think that we can chat about it then. You may push. but I do feel, I don't know. I think springtime is good. I would look then. Try to get through one more season. Or actually, one and a half. Let's see where you land then, okay? I feel better about that. All right, I guess I have to go and shut up now. I'm teasing you guys. I am so grateful that you are all here. Have a wonderful, wonderful full moon. I cannot wait to come back with you already and celebrate this season with you. It is going to be a season of gratitude, a season of love, a season of lots and lots of changes ahead, and really learning how to do it, you know. And I feel that for everyone. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Serena, thank you for being my producer. I'm sorry I'm late. And I'll see you guys next week, okay? Bye-bye now. Bye.